Lincoln.com.
We are back. It's the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln. Hope your Tuesday's going okay. We'll get you to lunch soon, I promise. I'm Will Wilson, joined with Thew Malone of Husker Army on Facebook. Bill Hooks is out this week. He will be back on Monday. A few tweets coming in throughout the show. Troy wanted me to ask you, Thew, if you think we should make a call to Tom Rathman for running backs coach.
Like that Nebraska connection, huh? I don't.
Well, I mean, he's had a hell of an impressive NFL coaching, assistant coaching career.
Right. And I'd be interested, you know, if that, it would be something I think where if Tom wanted to come back. I believe Tom's from Grand Island. Don't know if he still has family here or not. Again, Tom's, he's got to be with 50, you know, upper 50s.
Right.
How much longer would he be doing it? Not saying that's a bad hire, but also, is that the best possible hire you can get? And I get it. You know, how often do I come on here and I pound my chest and try and remind you guys about how the 1990s were? All the time.
Speaking of running backs, I was wrong. Last segment, I mentioned that Frost and Mickey were checking in on the number two defensive back. I must have read that wrong. It's the number two running back, not defensive back, running back. He's from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Trevante Citizen is who it is.
Oh, and so you're bringing Mickey Joseph down to Louisiana to recruit,
you know, or Mickey is bringing Frost with him.
That could be right? As well too. Like, hey, it might have been a guy that wasn't even on our radar, but it could have been someone that LSU might have been recruiting previously.
The power of Mickey Joseph. Speaking of Mickey, Paul Bailey tweets in. He said, with Frost near the end of his rope at NU, he needs impressive new hires. Mickey Joseph is a really good start. I agree. He needs to make some impressive hires. Some will disagree that he's at the end of his rope. I mean, there's a rope, and he's getting towards the end for sure. He has a season to kind of get farther away from that rope. But I agree. He needs to get some impressive hires, and Mickey is obviously an impressive hire.
Right. And this is a very unique recruiting class this year because just based upon numbers, you knew that this recruiting class was not going to be a large one, because you had the super seniors and stuff like that. So I think that there's going to be a little bit more emphasis on looking at grad transfer, the transfer portals. But at the same time, this, and I don't want to go on with it too much, this recruiting class, I have just wanted to really just take some of these fans and kind of knock the crap out of them a little bit, because these fans are sitting here pointing to the fact that you really have no headliners in this recruiting class. It's a lot of three-star guys, and we've talked about getting guys to fit your program. But at the same time, we've gone out and we've really, you know, we've offered and got a lot of in-state kids. And you had these same people that were all mad that we never recruited in-state that are mad that we don't have a bunch of five-stars in here. You can have everything, but you can't please everybody all the time. So
if Spencer Rattler comes here, they'll be happy because he was a five-star.
I suppose. Or you go out and get Mr. Citizen, number two running back in the country.
They're checking him out.
They're going to have to add somebody to that room, obviously, having a couple of the guys enter in the transfer portal and Scott and Morrison.
We got a couple minutes left in hour one. Coming up at 10:20, Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com. He will join the show. We'll actually talk a lot of recruiting with him. But before we end this hour, Thew, you and I wanted to touch on Nebraska women's basketball. A big win last night on the road against Minnesota. They took down the Gophers 70-67. They were leading most of this game until the end. Minnesota did take, I think, a 1 or 2 point lead on Nebraska with like 4 minutes to go in the game. But Nebraska did a good job of battling back. They took back the lead and they got the road win, and they are undefeated, 9-0 overall, 1-0 in Big Ten, knocking on the door of that national ranking.
Yeah, at the end of the first quarter, they were up 25-14, and you looked at that and like, well, yep, that's Nebraska on pace, perfect for another 100-point game, and Minnesota just turned up the intensity as far as defense. In fact, they were up by four. Close to the end. It was 61-57 at one point, and credit to Nebraska on the road. that raised floor, which I always find unique, and they found a way to get it done. Now, Minnesota was without their starting point guard. Now, that ended up not being too big of an issue, because if you watch that game, they had a couple players, that Scalia and that Sissoko, those two, they put up 25 and 20 points respectively.
Sissoko, yeah. She was cold. She couldn't miss last night.
But what Nebraska did, I thought was ingenious. What they do, they have, when you have Jazz,
yeah,
and Hybe both out there who can run the point,
they're quick.
That makes it very tough if you don't have a true point guard to counter that.
Yep.
And, you know, Bella Cravens tossed in a huge 17 points with 7 boards last night. Jazz Shelley with you know, she had her 15.
She can shoot it.
And Hybe had 13, and it was tough. And we talked about, this is the best start for that women's team, you know, since they started 30-0 and got that number one seed back in, what, 2010, when you had Kelsey Griffin?
I think it was the 2009-2010
season. Yeah. And great start to the season. Kudos to Amy Williams and company there. Keep it going.
Keep it going. Get that ranking. You know, that roster was cool, by the way, that 2009. Yeah, you're right. Kelsey Griffin, Lindsay Moore, Dominique Kelly. That was awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got What's Trending at 10, and then Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com will join the show.